You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig, and we certainly welcome you to our broadcast service, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make it a blessing to you. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We're certainly thankful for each one that's in our congregation, and we are thankful that we know that you love each one. And we're trusting that you'll use us and use this broadcast to minister to hearts. You see the congregation, you see their needs, whether it be physical, spiritual, or otherwise. And we're asking you to minister to each one in our congregation. The scriptures tell us that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So bless our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Redeemed, our love to proclaim, and redeemed by the blood of
When we think about the word redeemed, the Bible teaches us that all souls belong to God. But you know, in our choosing a life of sin, we sell ourselves to sin. And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to redeem us back, to bring us back, to buy us back. The Scriptures teach us that Jesus Christ gave Himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto Himself a separate people zealous of good works. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, because He gave His Son to redeem us from all sin, not in our sins, but from our sins, so that we could live a righteous and a godly life in this present world. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. The psalmist said, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Thank God for the privilege of being redeemed, and the redemption is offered to one and all. Our subject for today's broadcast, Paul's commission as recorded in Acts 26. Among the apostles, Paul had a special calling. This brought him into disfavor with many of his own people. Now in Acts 26, Paul is offered the opportunity to defend himself. In verse 19, Paul tells King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. The calling that Paul had was to minister to the Gentile world. And I would like to use as a text for today's message, verse 18 of Acts 26, and it goes like this, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So let's look at the commission that Paul was given by the Lord. First of all, open their eyes. Every unsaved person is blind to the full power and cost of sin. Yes, every unsaved person is blind to the full power and cost of sin. And beloved, sin does cost you something. It will indeed take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. For the wages of sin is death, and sin blinds people's eyes. The Bible speaks of the gods of this world having blinded the minds of the people. A person would have to be, and we're speaking, of course, from the spiritual standpoint, not from the literal standpoint. A person would have to be blind to the cost and to the penalty of sin to continue such a life as that, especially in light of the fact that God so loved us that He gave His only begotten Son, and His Son gave His life upon the cross of Calvary, shedding His life's blood, rising again the third day, to redeem us, to buy us back. Now, there are many religious people who are blind, and I do not say that critically or judgmental. I simply say it because it is a fact. Because so many, many religious people would have you to believe that we're all sinners and that we just have to continue on in a life of sin. But if we have to continue a life of sin, then why did Jesus Christ come into the world? He said He came to seek and to save the lost. And He read from Isaiah 61 about opening the prison house and setting the captives free. And when you are set free from the bondage of sin, from the prison house of sin, you're no longer bound by sin. You're no longer in the prison house of sin. You are no longer a slave to sin. You have been redeemed. You have been bought back. And you've been brought back. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Now, I say there are many religious people who are blind. And we turn to the third chapter of the book of Revelation, the seven congregations there. The last one was the Laodicean. And this congregation said they were rich, they were increased with goods, and they had need of nothing. Oh my, how they thought they were top notch. But Jesus told them, you are miserable, you are wretched, you are blind, you are naked. And He counseled them to buy of Him gold tried in the fire. And the gold there simply represents the truth of the gospel, the word of God. But they thought they were top notch. They thought they were really spiritual. We are increased with goods, we're rich, we don't have any need at all. And Jesus Christ said, but you don't know the facts. You don't know what your true state is. You're miserable, you're wretched, you're blind, you're naked. And He counseled them to buy them gold tried in the fire, also that they might put on the white robes of righteousness and really and truly know what it meant to be saved and to live for God. Yes, they were religious, but they needed something that they did not have. And that is the state of many people in the religious world today. Turn them from darkness to light, Paul said in his testimony there before King Agrippa, as recorded in our text today. Turn them from darkness to light. The Apostle John said that darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Sin, blackness, is represented as darkness and of blackness. Sin, it is indeed darkness. It again blinds people's eyes. They are in darkness. But there was a great light that sprung up, and that light was Jesus Christ. When He came into this world, He brought light, life, and liberty. Yes, He said Himself, I am the light of the world. And John tells us if we will walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So Paul's commission included turning people from darkness to light, and that's exactly what the gospel will do. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And that word salvation means deliverance, not bondage, deliverance. Sin is darkness, and the scriptures speak of some men who loved darkness because their deeds were evil, and they would not come to the light because their deeds were evil. They love darkness rather than light, and that is true of many people today. They will not turn from the way of darkness. They will not turn from the way of sin because they are indulging in these fleshly, lustful pleasures, and they do not know the true pleasures of salvation and of living a righteous and a godly life in this present world. False religion itself is darkness. Yes, false religion is darkness. It's only the truth that brings light and liberty and freedom. Yes, truth is light, and light is truth, and false religion is darkness, and multitudes of people are held in religious darkness today. But Paul was sent that he might be able to preach the gospel, especially, I say, to the Gentile world, because they were idol-worshiping people. Yes, they were religious. They were idol-worshiping people, but they were in darkness. And Paul's message brought light and hope to them. And thank God many responded to Paul's preaching. Oh, there were those who refused and rejected. Many of his own people refused and rejected and opposed him. That's why he was brought into disfavor with them. And that's why he had been arrested there in Jerusalem. It was because of his own people that had him arrested. And he's being held there in Caesarea as a prisoner because his own people were testifying against him. So the power of false religion is the power of darkness. But the gospel will liberate. The gospel brings light. The gospel is the truth, and the truth is the gospel. And so Paul goes on to say his commission included turning people from the power of Satan unto God. Yes, sin is of Satan, and Satan is sinful. He is totally degenerate. There's nothing good to be said for Satan or about Satan. And when you are living for sin and living in sin, then you are living for Satan and you are in bondage to sin. And sin has power. You cannot liberate yourself. You cannot free yourself. That's why Jesus Christ had to come into the world. That's why he had to give his life to redeem us, because we could not deliver ourselves. No, good works does not save you. Some people think because of our good works are going to make it have eternal life, but good works will not save you. It is true that whenever you are saved, you're going to have good works. Yes, that is quite true. But good works of themselves will not save anyone. Don't you remember the young man that came running to Jesus inquiring about eternal life? And Jesus told him, you know the commandments and so forth. And he said, all of these I have kept from my youth up. So he was a good man, a moral man, a religious man. But Jesus told him, yet lackest thou one thing. Go, sell what you have, distribute to the poor, and come and follow me. Does that mean that everybody has to get rid of everything they have to be a disciple of Christ? No. It simply means that this man had his heart set on his earthly riches, and as long as his heart was set on his earthly riches, then he could not really serve Christ. If you're going to be a disciple of Christ, Jesus said, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And so part of Paul's message was to deliver the people from the power of Satan unto God. Yes, you're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You're taken off of the broad road and put on the straight and narrow way. So Satan has power. We read in the book of Revelation, chapter 16 and verse 14, that Satan has power to work miracles, spirits of devils working miracles. And Jesus informs us that the devil would appear as an angel of light to deceive the very elect if possible. So Satan has power, but he does not have all power. God has all power, and God has the power to liberate your soul, my soul, from sin and from Satan's power. Again, that's why Jesus Christ came into the world. Paul's message was one of hope, of good news, of deliverance, that they may receive forgiveness of sin. Yes, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Paul went on to say, an inheritance among the redeemed. Beloved, there is a rich reward awaiting those who will live for the Lord and die in the faith. A rich reward, an inheritance among the redeemed. That was Paul's message, and Paul's message comes on down to the people today to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in Jesus Christ. When you are saved, your eyes are open. Yes, whenever you are saved, your eyes are open. For whenever you are forgiven of your sins, then your eyes are open, and you're able to see the things of God. You're able to see spiritual things and the value of those things. Jesus said, set not your affections on the things of this earth, but set your affections on things above. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. But when you are forgiven of your sins, whenever you're redeemed and your eyes are open, and your heart is set on things above and not on the things of this earth. Elisha had a servant, and he and his servant was in a given place. And the king of Syria had sent an army to capture Elisha, because Elisha was given advice to the king of Israel how not to fall into the trap of the army of Syria. And they got up this morning, and a servant saw the whole army, or an army surrounding the whole town where they were. And he was fearful, and he wondered, well, what shall we do? And Elisha prayed to the Lord, and he said, Lord, open his eyes. And whenever the Lord opened the servant's eyes, he saw an army of fiery chariots surrounding Elisha and protecting him. Yes, his eyes were open. So whenever you are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, your eyes are open. The darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. So we're told in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 8. Now, Satan's power is broken whenever a person truly repents of their sins. We read in the book of Mark, chapter 5, about a man who was in a very, very terrible state. He was possessed with a legion of demons, but he came running to Jesus one day, and Jesus Christ delivered this man from those legions of demons. He had taken off all of his clothes. He was living and acting like a man who was crazy. He wasn't crazy. It was just simply that the demons had taken away the power of the right use of his mind. But whenever Christ delivered him, the townspeople came out there, and they saw this man sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. So whenever you come to Christ with a broken and a contrite heart, confessing and forsaking your sins, Satan's power is broken. You are indeed delivered. You are set free. For whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Again, the Apostle John tells us in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the commission that the Apostle Paul had is still in effect today. God's ministers today still have the gospel to preach, and the obeying of the gospel will produce the same results that is described in this passage of Scripture. And remember, if we will give our hearts and our lives to God, set our affection upon things above, and live for Him, then we shall have an inheritance among the righteous. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So Peter wrote, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Beloved, this should be appealing to everyone, an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, if you will endure to the end. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit has accompanied the words that have been spoken. Hearts have been affected and moved thereby. We would certainly rejoice in knowing that some soul had come to know thee. So bless our radio congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust that it has been a blessing to you today. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, feel free to send it in. Again, our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We have a number of our broadcast services there on our webpage that you can listen to anytime, day or night. We also invite you to read our monthly magazine, which is posted on our webpage. And we also invite you to join us in our Sunday services. Our morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. That's Eastern time, of course, and 6 o'clock in the evening. And our services are broadcast on the Internet live. So we invite you to be with us in our Sunday services, as well as listen to a number of our broadcasts. Now, our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for the privilege of sharing today's Way of Truth broadcast with you. And we'd like to invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.